Hello, hello. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Woo-wee! Darn Skippy. So I hope you were enjoying all of these fantastic magical things that are happening. Oh my goodness, so many magical things are happening. I can't even begin. I cannot even begin to let you know how beautiful this is. You actually heard The Kings of Nothing before that only time, and I was playing that off the, Over the Counter Culture album. And that was actually the first song, Over the Counter Culture, that was the song that was playing by itself, Sunday. Not that song, but that was one of the songs off the album. I played Over the Counter Culture, and it was playing, and without the switch being on. And I was just like, oh, Lord, I know that was Tor Skook. His spirit coming in. So I decided to play some more songs off of there because he obviously wants that played. Curtis Clark with the Phantasmagoria. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that was very interesting. And then I mixed it in with Michael Bernard Beckwith and some of his speaking with his meditation, and I intertwined it, and I do the mixing with that, and so, you know, it's a paranormal playground. That's what we do. This is what this is all about. So, life is good. It is 7:04, so we're gonna get into our shamanic journeying. So, interestingly enough, I have a Echoes of Nature coming up. And we're gonna do it to song, to all this. We're gonna do it to birds. We're gonna do the shamanic journeying to birds, and we're gonna get connected with nature while I do the drumming. And this is going to be very amazing. Oh my goodness, it's just very exhilarating to experience all this, but more. To be able to express this and to have a place for this to be expressed is very mind-blowing. It's just, I have so much gratitude, and thank you for everybody for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this. Every single one of you who is listening, who's bringing in the feedback, who is connected and receiving and benefiting from everything that's going on, because all I am is a medium. All I am is like a conduit and an instrument. And spirit is just everything that's going on here on the radio. All this is being orchestrated for all of you who's listening. It is uniquely specialized for every single person who is listening. And you know, if there's a small audience, then it's orchestrated for the small audience. If it's one person listening, it's just for that one person. If there's a lot of people, then generally it's a collective consciousness that needs to hear whatever the message is. Whether it's a big crowd or small crowd, spirit knows exactly what needs to be channeled right in the moment and what the message is and what needs to be heard. So I'm so thankful that you're putting your trust and faith in the love of spirit. You rock, you rule, I love you. So let's continue with this. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. I want to give a shout out to Brian for listening. I hope you won't get mad at me, but if you're listening, Brian, I'm giving you a shout out right now. If you're still listening. And I hope you're doing well. And I hope you are continuously connecting with the love of spirit. Thank you for tuning in. Oh my goodness. Why am I sounding like the Crypt Keeper from Tales in the Crypt now? I don't know. There's something about Beethoven that's very mischievous. You know, if you ever notice that, there's something about Beethoven that's so infantile, mischievous, like Rugrats mixed with Crypt Keeper. Like, there's something strange about that. I don't know. I've always felt like that. Anyway, the insanity. Oh, and I wanted... Yeah. I have to tell you about the story about the crystal, but that's after. Okay, let's go with the shamanica. Shamanic. Whew, okay. Okay, so we're gonna. Ooh, I wasn't expecting this dripple drop dripple. It kind of sounds like someone's taking a piss. Now, okay, can I concentrate now that I know that that's happening? Can I be serious now? Damn. She was drinking earlier. Just kidding. Okay, this, get serious, Mariah. This is shamanic journeying. Oh my god, I'm getting the giggles. This is good. This means spirits around. It means spirits around us. Okay. Take a nice deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. I usually don't do this to this type of background, but I literally found this in my house cleaning. So I was like, okay, this is a sign. So I'm gonna hit the drum. You know, get a vision. If you can see your power animal, if you can, you know, keep them, they're a symbol of what it is that the overall message wants to bring to you. As I'm drumming, I might start singing, I might start talking, I might just be quiet and drum and not do anything, but I'm just gonna feel the flow. This is your time to connect with your spirit, see a vision. So sometimes people like me, I can trip naturally. I remember when I went to a shamanic circle, one of the guy leading it told me after I was done saying what I saw, he was just like, wow, I'm really jealous. It's like some people really need to take ayahuasca in order to see the things that you see. And it's just so natural for you. And I'm like, yeah, because, you know, things were happening when I was pregnant. I mean, not when I was pregnant. I'm sorry, I've never been pregnant. I meant to say things were happening inside the womb. You know, Budweiser, that happened. No, I'm just kidding. I'm naturally on drugs. I came out of the womb on drugs. I'm just kidding. My mom's gonna kill me. Ma, you know I'm joking. Anyway. Hopefully she's not listening. Anyway, let's continue. So anyways, on a serious note, because we're serious, because we're so freaking serious. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Ooh, that's so scary. We're light. Anyways, you were gonna get a message from your spirit. You can ask them a question, or you can just see exactly what they're, or you could just let it flow and receive the healing. Oh, and don't get all jittery and be like, oh no, I didn't do it right. If you don't see a vision, or if you don't trip, this is for you. This is for me in spirit, for you to just receive the healing. So let's begin it. I'm gonna rewind this. Okay. take some deep inhale and exhales. Oh, that was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. Oh my goodness, I had the most beautiful, crazy vision. And so, any of you who had your visions, write them down if you got anything. It could be messages, it could be feelings. What did you sense? Smells, touch, taste. A lot of times when I do shamanic journeying, I tend to go into my past lives. It's just something that's very automatic. This experience could be different for you. And I usually see at least one Native American, someone from Native American ancestry, but I always see, like, when there's a power animal. I saw a dog in the woods, and then I saw one Native American look like Injun Joe from The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn movie. It legit looked like Injun Joe. And so it took me to one of my past lives, and it was so beautiful, like a story, and it was like phantasmagoria. I legit had a phantasmagoria dream sequence building up into this vision. Oh my goodness, this has been such a crazy, crazy show. This has been crazy good. There's so much that's been happening. And so whatever vision that you've had, whatever vision, anything that you saw, write it down. Remember this, because this is for you. You don't have to share this with anyone, but if you want to, share away, please. But this is just for you. That was your moment to have for your healing and whatever it is that you needed to understand in that moment. And you get to take that with you, even when, you know, even after this moment, even when we're done, you get to have that and you get to keep that and take that with you. That is the beauty of the now. That is the beauty of orchestrating the spontaneous good. And that's exactly what we're holding here in this space on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, is spontaneous good. That is the whole point, because, you know, nothing's ever planned here. Yes, there's a time. Yes, there's a structure of where we're going to do a meditation before, but that's just it's the basics of the grounding and the foundation, you know? And so once we get into it and once we just flow, everything is just fluid. And that's exactly how our life is supposed to be. It's supposed to be fluid. We're supposed to be aligned. We're supposed to have these rituals that we have every day that grounds us. You know, whatever it is, if you wake up and you meditate and you write down your prayers to God or the universe or whatever it is that you do, yoga, whatever it is that you have to have that time to connect. And then you go through your day, and we live in alignment as much as possible. Not every day is going to be extraordinarily spiritual, and that's okay. We are here. We are material beings, and we are here on the earth plane. So it is good to understand that we're gonna have times where we are here, and that's what it's about. It's about the balance. It's about understanding we need a balance of material in the spiritual realm. So this is where this is all comes into fruition. It all comes together, and it all makes sense in the end. Sometimes things happen and it doesn't make sense in that moment, but then it makes sense later. And that's what's so beautiful about all of this. And this has just been just an incredible show. Things are elevating, and I could understand why. And I just wanted to point out that Thursday, I do have a TV show on CCTV in Cambridge, and I'm coming back with the Boston Medium. We're doing live readings. The first show from 6 to 6:30 is kind of like we are not doing readings the first show. It's more of an introduction, and I'm going to be able to feel out and put the energy into the air, put the energy into the studio, kind of tell you the gist of how everything's going to work and how everything is. And it's really exciting. It's really fun. If you get a chance, you know, I kind of stopped doing live readings over the phone here only because, one, it's very Facebook, if you do it like on a live, whether Facebook or Instagram, it's extraordinarily hard to basically be able to hear it through the mics into you know, Facebook or Instagram. So if you do it straight from a show, I have it there and you can see it for yourself, and the speakers are everywhere so you can hear it everywhere. So I don't have to worry about that. So so 6 to 6:30 every other Thursday, the Boss Medium returns. It is 7:24. I love you so much. Please stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. and I'm going to be doing the readings, the vinyl readings. King Crimson, Curtis Clark. This is just blowing my mind in a million ways. And it's really, really awesome. Anyhow, love you to the moon and back. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Stay tuned. We got some more music coming up before we do. We got about 15 more minutes before we do the angel readings at 7:40, 7:45-ish. So here goes.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
To me. When you needed someone to help forget about him, I gave you love with a brand new style. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him and that you still loved him so. I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. Yes, I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
Well, it is all nice and decent, slip of the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. When me I tell a man she have me intoxicated, when her love high, man like a genie, when I call with a fly. So me I say a virgin, tell me I beg her baby the first try. So the water come out. love shy guy. But the done a fall down, take off Jackie can tie. Hope the happy girl water come down on me. I just like a genie upon a carpet, she happy and fly. Intoxicated upon love's eye.
Oh, what a night to love you, dear. Oh, what a night to hold you near. Oh, what a night to squeeze you, dear. That's why I love you so.
Welcome, welcome. Step right up to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! Feels good to be live right here, right now, and you know what time it is. It's time for our angel messages. I hope you had an exhilarating time just as much as I did. This was an amazing show. I loved every ounce and every part of it, and now time to go in the reading. So let's clarify right here. So I just looked it up, and it was actually a green adventuring palm stone that was ended up in my car. So guess you're going to be blown away by the message. Green adventuring is believed to enhance spiritual growth and connection. It is associated with luck, prosperity, opening the heart chakra, fostering love, empathy, and forgiveness. So this, look at what it says. It said opening the heart chakra. There is so many messages today that we have seen about opening the heart chakra. This is crazy. This is unreal. This is like the next level of Paranormal Playground Sounds. So we literally got three messages in one from Spirit about us needing to open up the heart chakra. So everyone, oh, I need to record this. Everyone listening, in tuned, tapped on, I hope you're getting this. So, you know, this green adventuring palm stone literally just showed up in my car today. I literally, you know, after, of course, after a boxing class. And so I was just like, what is going on here? I was like, I've never seen this in my life. And this is another example of how spirit likes to give us gifts and move objects. But literally, spirit will, I have so many instances where spirit will literally leave me things on the side of the road. You know how people just throw things out? Anything that like I'll need, I literally got a brand new Fender amp outside. And it's like crazy. And it's just, anything like that, I'll just find everything that I need. I got an entire drum set from a thrift store. And then I got this guitar. And then ever since I got this guitar from last week when I had to throw out all my things, and the theme was, you know, the reading was throwing, once you have to throw things out, once you throw, like, what are you willing to let go of in order to get and receive the highest good? And the message was that more music opportunities will come in the more I can clear my energy. And every single night since then, I've had a dream about music. So, and now crazy things are happening in the studio that I never thought before. And spirit has been moving things around like they've never moved things around before in 1 week, basically, in one short span of time. I mean, they move things around, but like this is like every day something. And so they gave me this green adventuring. So this is, whoever's listening, this is directly a message for you. And maybe go ahead and go get yourself a green adventuring. You know, why not? So this is directly connected to the heart chakra for all of you listening this message. And, you know, it's like, also it was associated with strengthening your relationships and your connections with people and really helping you to attract better relationships and enhancing that confidence within yourself to have that and to restore that optimism so you can, you know, get more. So let's move on to the, so this is the enchanting time of the show. And so we have the reading through vinyl records right here, right now. The reading through vinyl right here, right now. Okay. All right. So we have the King Crimson. I pulled out King Crimson. That was in the shuffle. And guess what I did? It said number 7 I played was Heartbeat. Yeah, lo and behold, what was the theme? What was the beginning of the meditation? So I pulled all of these after I did the meditation. Heart center. We're getting all these signs about the heart. So this is, again, spirit moving things around to have us pay attention. So when I played this, the lyrics were like, the thing that that stood out to me most was, when I hear your heart, it's just like mine. It's when please forgive me if that's the correct, but he was saying something like, your heartbeat is just like mine. And now I'm looking at the picture. Holy bananas. This guy on the King Crimson, he's got one eye blue, one eye brown. He's got, oh my God, he's got a guitar, but it looks dreamy. And there's a bird right next to it with a book with all these notes in it and a world and a globe right next to it. So this is very trippy. And when he says, your heart sounds like mine, this is talking about connection. This is talking about how we're all connected and there is no separation. So when we're pulling this, things like the King Crimson album and realizing, okay, there's a message in there. And that message is understanding the unity and why, when we open up our hearts, what does it do? Not only does it make us receptive to receive the things we're asking for, it helps us to remind us that we're all connected. It helps us to remind us that we're not separate. And when we move away from the separation and the connectedness, we do, guess what we do less of? We do less of blaming. We do less of thinking that the world is against us and that someone else is doing things to us. We remind ourselves, oh yeah, that person is me. So whenever we come across things that are negative or negative energy or other people or whatever someone else is doing wrong, this helps us to remind us, no, that's me too. So we can take a more step into a place of accountability. When we step in more to a place of accountability, we step into more non-judgment. When we step into more non-judgment, we have more of a capacity to channel intelligence. We have a higher degree of intelligence. That is where non-judgment really lies. And, you know, It is very extremely difficult to master. And, you know, we're all, that's to be able to just step in such a non-judgment zone is just so saint, like it's so beautiful. And I really hold people like that to a high regard because it is such a superhuman power to be loving. It's that loving. And I'm still trying to continuously figure out how to be a more loving human being every day. So anytime I can see people and you if you notice people who hold that, you've ran into them. They're usually like grandparents, you know, they usually have that grandparent feel. If you ever experienced that when you were little, it's like that beautiful, beautiful feeling of just unconditional love. And so it comes back to that place of really learning how to tap in and learn, oh yeah, that person is me. I am that person. And whatever is going on collectively, it's showing us something. It's showing us something that we need to pay attention to. How beautiful it is. Whether it's good or bad, we're all teachers of each other. And we're here to learn from each other. So that's such a wonderful, wonderful lesson and a great message. Thank you, angels. The next one, how exciting. Curtis Clark, Phantasmagoria. Oh my God. So you heard it. You heard, we played it. It was just, that was incredible. There's a drum solo. It was like jazzy, psychedelic. It was just, what is this? When was this from? What time period is this? 85? Holy smokes. This is amazing. So anywho, I picked this from the shelf and I did one of those shuffles and I closed my eyes and I touched it. And I read you the definition to phantasmagoria. Hold on. I just want to make sure that this is copacetically right. Copacetically right. A sequence of real or imaginary images like those seen in a dream. So we are touching upon a direct message that has to do with the paranormal playground sounds about taking information from dreams and communicating them from in through a message from the spirit world. And this is what we do on the show. And so what is the message coming in from this exactly? And then doing the shamanic journey, I just had a dream sequence like that. So this has to do with imagination and this has to do with using your vision. So the angels are coming in to offer that it's a good time to start visioning and it's a good time to start visioning the things that you want and start when you ever notice when you are in a good mood and you go into a meditation place and then you start just kind of like, that's when you get the best meditation, like when you're in the best mood. So the higher your frequency, the better outcome of your vision and visioning is going to be. So when you're coming from a place where your heart center is vibrating on a high, high frequency, you're going to get the highest capable vision. And I was seeing things in that shamanic journey that I wasn't never seeing before. And that is the whole point as a creator, as a human being, is to see something that is a higher possibility. Let's say you want something very simple like a car or a house or a loving relationship. Well, the whole point of visioning is to bring you to something better or higher and helping you to understand you can have something better and higher. You can always ask for something better. Say you want $1,000, why not ask for $1 billion? That's the whole point, and that's the whole message of sky is the limit. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in and tapping on. I love you so much. Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar, because it's like that. He's got some great tunes and he's got live performers sometimes. It's a great show. So stay tuned. Tuesday nights are freaking awesome. I love you so much. Until next time, until we meet, I love you. And stay connected with spirit. And don't be afraid if spirit starts moving things around in your house and they love you. They're trying to get your attention. So talk to them. That's just them. They're not trying to scare you. Try to talk to you. So here's some more Beethoven to soothe your life. maybe, or make you feel crazy. Who knows? Anyways, I love you. Good evening. Mwah!